Today's show is brought to you by HelloFresh. Please visit HelloFresh.com and use the promo code CADCAST30 to save $30 off your first week of deliveries when you subscribe. And welcome to CADcast episode number 506. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who's seriously thinking about buying Splatoon 2 because he feels like he has a good chance of aiming at a wall properly, Wombat.
Both of those are lies.
I played some of the Splatoon 2 beta, so we could talk about that later. That's to remind us to talk about it later. But I was thinking about it while I was playing, and I'm like, this game seems to center around shooting floors and walls, which aren't moving. So this would be perfect for Wombat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Shipwreck.
Hello.
Can I insult you in any way at the very start of the show?
Sure. Let's hear it.
No, I got nothing.
All right.
So welcome to the show, everybody. We have a lot of stuff to talk about this week, apparently. Looking at
if you say so.
I mean, a lot might be pushing it. We've seemed to have watched a lot of television shows and things of that nature, as always. Mm-hmm. But we played some betas. We got the NPDs, if we feel like talking about that. I haven't really decided if we're going to get into that. There's some good sales going on, so we do have things to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Including
what?
Fancy toothbrushes. Remember when I talked about the Sonicare toothbrush a couple weeks ago that I got for a birthday present? Or not birthday present, I got for a Father's Day present.
I do recall that episode, yes.
So I'm still really enjoying it. And
it's a toothbrush.
It's a very powerful toothbrush for your
mouth.
You'd want to use that in your mouth.
It's a toothbrush for brushing your teeth, yes.
I mean, you could use it elsewhere too, but
sure,
I think
all kinds of different attachments for this thing, right?
They're all basically toothbrush.
It's like a Dremel.
I don't know what that is, but
really?
Does that go in your butt?
No, it's a tool.
Oh.
For like building things.
You think I would know what that is?
Decorating things even.
You think I would know what that is?
If I know what it is, you should know what it is.
I did install... Well, hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself now. So anyway, the last time I took Ty to the dentist said that Ty has been doing a very poor job brushing his teeth and recommended getting him an electric toothbrush, which I did get him like one of those really cheap ones, like $8 or something. But
sure,
I saw that...
The spin brush.
Yeah, I don't know. It was something or other. But it was, you can buy it at like any drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that Amazon was selling a Sonicare for kids toothbrush. And it was, had some coupon that you got with it. And so it was only like $30 or something around there. So I was like, oh, if this thing is, half as powerful as the thing that I'm putting in my mouth, this is going to take care of all of his plaque and stuff. So I picked it up for him. And it is actually pretty cool. And I know, Wombat, you said that your kids are at the dentist a lot. So I thought that you might enjoy this for your kids. It has some cool feature where it's got Bluetooth in it. So in addition to just being like a very powerful electric toothbrush,
sure.
there's an app that you can download. And you set it up for your kid. And it gives your kid like some little monster that he can play with. And so what happens is you brush your teeth, it tells you, okay, start brushing your teeth, push the button now. And as soon as you push the button on the toothbrush, it shows a video of the toothbrush going into your mouth and specifically brushing specific parts of your teeth. So it basically leads the kid around his whole mouth with the toothbrush. So you really, like, it's foolproof. And it, like, you know, just like my toothbrush, it like buzzes every 30 seconds. So you know you're moving on to the next section. But when you're done brushing your teeth for 2 minutes, then you get like a little loot box that you get to open. And it has little costumes for your, I mean, it's basically like a Pokemon looking
thing. So when are you going to be trading in your toothbrush for this?
I know. You know, I saw that they had an app like for adults too.
That's,
and I was like, oh.
Yeah, we need to gamify this augmented reality toothbrush.
And I was like, oh shit, like I had, like the toothbrush that I got was like super fancy. So I want to see, you know, it's supposed to tell you like if you're brushing too hard, if you're, you know, not getting all the right areas. So I like trying to sync this thing to my toothbrush for like 10 minutes. Like, I don't know, you know, it's just not working. Nothing's happening. And then I realized that my toothbrush doesn't have Bluetooth. It's like for a model that had just come out like a day ago or a day or two ago. So I wasted a lot of time doing that. But
sucks for you.
It sucks for me. But Ty really looks forward to brushing his teeth now because I think
he has the fancy one, the Bluetooth.
Because he's got the little...
Where did you get it?
I got it on Amazon. I saw that the coupon's not there anymore. So now it's $35. But it was. I think I paid $30 for it.
I wonder if my dentist has like coupons for that at his office.
Maybe. It seems really good. He now... like. Yeah.
I'm getting a root canal on Wednesday, so when I'm there, I'll ask.
Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just never.
That's not a joke, by the way. No. I am getting a root canal on Wednesday.
I believe you. It's
you
just,
have
it's
one
hard
of those,
to
like every other week.
I have terrible teeth. It's hereditary. My mother has terrible teeth. I have terrible teeth. My children are going to have terrible teeth. I feel bad for them, but what can you do?
Yeah. I didn't really trust that Ty was doing really brushing his teeth properly. He would basically just go into the bathroom with a toothbrush and then he would sneak a book in there with him. And yeah, he wasn't really nailing it. So this thing seems to be good so far. So yeah, Sonicare for kids.
Excellent. Yeah, I got a new fridge and a new stove instead.
Is there any apps with that?
There are no apps with it, but it does have, the stove has this one, because the stove that we had in the house before, we had had for the last decade. And it came with the house, so it was probably like 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All the burners were the same size. It was a pretty basic stove.
Is that bad?
Well, now we have a stove where there's four burner. Well, actually five burners, because there's one big one in the middle for like a skillet if you wanted to make like breakfast, like a flatbed thing.
Oh,
you know?
I gotcha.
Yeah,
a griddle.
And then there's the four like traditional burners. And one of them is kind of small, I guess, if you want to make like small things. And one of them is huge. And when I first turned on the oven to make sure it worked, I didn't realize I was turning on the big one. And I put a pan on it that was probably like just a tad too small for the giant burner. And it was like a wok in a Chinese restaurant, you know, when the flame shoots up around the sides.
Too hot.
I was like, whoa.
was that supposed to be a Chinese chef being surprised?
No, that was just me being surprised.
Oh, okay. I thought I detected a Chinese accent there.
Nope, that was just you hearing things. Or it was me unintentionally using a Chinese accent.
Right.
So, but yeah, no. So, new stove.
Everybody's got exciting appliances and apparatus coming in and out of the house. Fantastic, then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been those who've been listening to the show probably heard me complain about my fridge for about 2 years now. So, it was time.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
How about some show feedback?
Sure. I'm gonna edit this one in case people, you know, I don't want anyone to think I'm spoiling something. So Bardia27 said, I love the reference. There's a blank in there. All these superhero movies have Easter eggs. Doesn't mean that your mind works different or that you can't enjoy a movie because you notice it.
What movie are we even talking about?
The Spider-Mans.
Right. Oh, was that part of our spoiler discussion?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I thought it was a very good discussion. We got some good positive feedback from it. So thank you for all, I don't know, listening, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know. I just work here. Robbie Ray had to say, just a common observation, so please don't be offended, Wombat, but I thought it was funny and a little ironic that Wombat was defending himself against criticism about how he criticizes movies. Well, there's constructive criticism, and then there's not so constructive criticism. And that just wasn't particularly constructive criticism. Not, saying you don't want me to change my opinion to suit your mood is not constructive criticism.
And also, you know, I mean, what the complaint was that you never rave about a movie, I guess. Was that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wombat's not really like an emotional kind of guy. So, you know, I think it goes in both directions. He doesn't cry at the movies, and he doesn't
have a good time.
Except for Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I'm just dead inside because of Batman versus Superman.
Just remember that.
Mm-hmm. It killed me.
Oh, did you just see the new Batmobile was out? They revealed it.
Oh, how terrible is that? Four guns on a Batmobile?
It's more than that.
Who looked at the Batmobile and said, you know what, the Batmobile needs guns.
Yeah.
It looks so cumbersome to drive, too.
It looks like it gets bad mileage.
Really bad.
The movie's just going to be bad. It's going to be a bad movie.
Like, he would just be constantly like pulling over to fill that thing up.
Right. It must run
with gasoline and bullets.
Right. I mean, think how heavy all those rockets and bullets are going to be.
Maybe when he shoots the bullets, it produces enough energy.
He's driving backwards the whole time.
To fuel the car.
That's how he fuels the car. Well, wouldn't there be some... shoots bullets out the front and it propels it backwards.
Well, isn't there a reaction?
Yeah, like, your car would go backwards. Yeah.
No, but Wombat's saying you could harness the maybe like the heat energy.
Yeah, of the reaction.
Right. Shipwreck, get on that. Work out the equations and let us know what his gas mileage is. It's very important.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's powering it with some crystal or something.
It's probably 93 octane, I'm thinking.
Or he could be using a mother box. Maybe that's what he's using. He harnessed Darkseid's mother box, something MacGuffin.
Right. If that's the biggest problem in the movie, it's
a big jar of urine. He powers it with that.
Oh, you mean Grandma's lemonade or whatever the fuck it was?
Yeah, what was that from? What was that? Oh yeah, that's that was a joke. It was a horrible joke and fucking yeah. Oh god.
Mm-hmm. Before
all right, what else we got here?
Francium34 said, did some Googling on Chinese and mothballs. I am Chinese and had never heard of this, but apparently discussions on various English forums go back at least 10 years.
This is in reference to my Iceland trip where I said that you could smell the Chinese tourists coming because they smell like mothballs.
Yes. My best guess is the most common bug repellent ointments in China all have a distinct smell of camphor, which is used in or at least similar to mothballs. So maybe that explains the smell being more obvious in the summer, in particular on Taurus.
It was 50 degrees in Iceland. There were no bugs, really. So
it could have just been a precaution.
Well, it says ointments as well.
Everybody? I don't know. I like my theory where they put their like hiking clothes away in storage with a lot of mothballs. And they only bust it out maybe once a year, once every few years, hence intense mothball smell. I don't know. It's not really that important. It was just
I'm sure somebody could do a documentary on it.
Please. I'll be the first person to watch it.
Speaking of watching documentaries, did you watch anything? Have you watched anything good lately?
Bitches, you mean?
Bitches.
I did watch the Castlevania anime. On
it's
Netflix.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I mean, except for the second episode where I fell asleep, I actually enjoyed it. And I thought
episodes like the second half, I won't say like the second half of the third episode through the end, it gets kind of interesting.
It ended very strong. And,
on a cliffhanger.
And I wanted more. I was like, oh shit, this is getting good. And then it was over.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Cheapy watched it with me and we both enjoyed it. It was actually like, this is a Western-made anime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which explains why I understood the story.
Is there a term for that?
Wanime?
Wanime? Is that a thing?
I'm sure there's a term for it, but
there has to be, right?
Animation?
Cartoon, no, cartoon, I think it's called.
That's stupid. Doesn't even make sense.
I did not make it through the second episode still.
There were no cars and there was no music. Why
I fell asleep. Just like you did, I honestly fell asleep during the second episode.
There's a lot of talking in that.
And yeah. I just wasn't... it's just
better.
Not my thing. Somebody
it gets better though. You can just move on and go right to the third episode. You didn't miss anything.
Okay, I'll try it. I don't like dark stuff. I don't know.
It wasn't that dark. It's not like Spawn dark.
I like Spawn.
I remember the Spawn cartoon. That was pretty good.
That was like the greatest.
It wasn't
thing ever.
The Max cartoon, but it was pretty good. Remember the Max cartoon? Good too. That was really good.
What's that?
The Max?
Really? You never watched that?
MAXX. Big purple guy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
The older guy with pubes.
It was on MTV in the
Aeon Flux era.
Yeah, in the 90s. You never watched that?
What was their animated stuff called?
Well, there was Liquid Television.
Liquid Television, that's what it was. Yep.
Yeah. That was a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. And then there was the Max. And the Max was awesome.
I don't know. I just want to rewatch that Spawn animated series.
That's okay. I doubt the Max holds up. So,
right. Spawn's going to hold up. I'm pretty confident.
Are you now?
It was so good. Come on. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes, Castlevania was good. At Duran 603 writes in, he says, will the buzz generated by the Castlevania series be enough to inspire Konami to make a new Castlevania game?
No.
Yes. It'll be a slot machine and it'll be in Japan.
It's a pachinko machine, sure. No, they're not making games, guys. They make their soccer game, and that's it.
That's good. Also on Netflix, I started watching the series Glow.
How many episodes are you in?
Two.
Okay. So I'm on three.
We're right
there. A little ahead of you. Yeah.
That's the gorgeous
bits. Because clearly I'm familiar with the original.
It's just a drama based on the...
So this is a documentary?
No.
It's not. There is a documentary on Netflix, which I've also watched and is very good. And I actually recommend watching the documentary if you like the show, just to get an idea of what the reality was, because the show actually has very little to do. It is very loosely based.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's like a half hour, mostly drama, a little bit of comedy show about making a show and these women who are on it.
And boobs.
And there are some, yes, and you get to see Alison Brie's boobs.
Yeah, those are some nice boobs. I saw some nice boobs there. I don't know if it was hers, but somebody's boobs were good. Yeah. But it was funny, and you know, Mrs. Chibi seemed to hang. So
My wife likes it too.
All right,
that's Glow. It was pretty good.
Glow.
What else we got here?
I watched a documentary. Speaking of documentaries, I watched Doomed, which is now on Amazon Prime for free. Well, if you have Amazon Prime, and. It's the documentary about the making of the Fantastic Four movie from 1994 that has still never been released.
Oh, interesting.
It was made...
It's out there on YouTube or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, you can see you can really bad versions of it, but you can't see a clean, legit version of it. It's never been officially released. Which is actually kind of surprising at this point. You think they would release it just to...
I don't think they would. I don't think Marvel wants anything to do with that.
Yeah. Well, and for those who don't know the story, it was made so that Fox could keep the contract rights, because they had to make a movie by a certain date or they lose the rights.
We've seen that before in video games.
Yeah. So they hired Roger Corman, who's a very famous film producer, who has made dozens of very cheap movies, to make a very quick, cheap Fantastic Four movie. Although they didn't tell anyone making the movie, Roger Corman included, that there was never intention of ever releasing the movie. So it's all about how these actors, you know, you have all the cast members are in it, and they all talk about how excited they were to get cast in a Fantastic Four movie, and that it was going to be a big deal, and that it was going to go to theaters, and it was going to change their lives, and then the movie never comes out.
Got it. So that's Doomed, it's called, if you want to check that out. Just a little note, because we're going to be talking about Injustice 2 a little bit later. I noticed that Young Justice Season 2 made it out to Netflix at some point. Nobody told me. But because Ty and I had watched the first season and really enjoyed it. and just realized this week that it was on there, but it's also leaving the, like, I think August 1st. So if you're like me and you didn't know it was there, your time is running out. It seems very good.
That's the season with the Reach, right?
The who?
The Reach. Or was that season 3?
No, this is the season with the little alien. It's called Invasion, Young Justice Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
So these thief aliens.
Is it all Blue Beetle sort of based?
It's a lot of Blue Beetle, but it's not all Blue Beetle. No, it's like these little alien dudes, and they take over humans. They have like these robots, humans that they ride around in, and then they steal things. No?
Sure.
I don't know. It's good. If you like that type of thing. at Aaron36CF asks, I hope now is the right time. What did you think of The Keepers? Remember I talked about The Keepers, the Netflix documentary about, it's really like a murder mystery. I sort of, when I brought it up before, I mentioned the sexual abuse in church thing, but it, and which it very much is about that, but it's also the bigger picture is a murder mystery, a thriller. So I did finish it. It was very well done. If you liked making the murderer or whatever that thing was called, I think you'll enjoy The Keepers. It's maybe even a little better done than that, at least in terms of the way it was filmed and presented, but pretty disturbing as well. What else we got here?
I watched Star Wars.
New Never Hope. Heard of it.
Yep. No, it was the first time Emmeline had seen any Star Wars movie. So we started with A New Hope, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really into Star Wars, even though she's never seen any of the movies. And the exhibit, the same exhibit that you had seen, the Smithsonian exhibit on the Star Wars costumes, Cheapy.
Right. It's like 50% Padme's outfit.
Right, right. she had a lot of costume changes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's in town here in Cincinnati now for the summer. So
at the Hall of Justice.
Yeah, at the Hall of Justice. So we'd already like planned to go see that. So we're like, well, maybe it's time to watch one of the movies then. That way she at least, I don't know, kind of recognizes stuff more. She would have recognized the stuff anyways, just because she's seen so much of it. But I was happy that she was into the movie. Because I didn't.
It gets a little talky sometimes.
It does, but she was into it.
That's great.
Did she make it through the whole thing?
Yeah. We had to watch it. We started it pretty late at night, and with all like we were watching the latest version of it, so it's got all of the like Jabba stuff in there. Yeah,
I really wish they had. I hate that.
But it pads out the movie. Like I don't know how much extra time it adds, but it turns it into a. It's right at a little over 2 hours, I think, like maybe 2 hours,
yeah,
5 minutes.
Yeah, it makes it too long, and it doesn't look right now. And
right, but she, at the same time, like, she kind of, like, perked up when she saw, like, the creatures walking around. Like, she was interested in seeing, like, the dewbacks and everything.
I think the small things like that are fine.
Yeah.
It's the big things that don't work.
She kind of was asking why Han Solo was saying the same stuff to Jabba the Hutt that he was just said to Greedo in the scene before. She caught on to
that.
She's
too smart. She's smarter than George Lucas.
Right, right. but no, yeah, we had to watch it we watched all the way up until the attack on the Death Star, like the first time. And then it was just like, it was like 11 o'clock at night.
The good thing about Star Wars and with kids is that it is a very episodic movie. You can say, and we'll watch the rest of this tomorrow. And it has like distinct cutoff points.
She asked why Chewbacca didn't get a medal at the end. But no, now she wants to watch the next one.
Did you explain to your daughter what systemic racism is?
We worked
point?
On that, yeah.
Yes.
The trouble with the next one is that she has a family of Wampa stuffed animals that she loves. And like, so I've been like telling her like every day, like, well, some Wampas are good and some are bad.
That's the ice creature thing.
Yes. Like
the big polar bear.
The abominable snowman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Although it doesn't die.
No, but it's
hurt.
It just loses an arm.
It just loses
doesn't
an arm.
Die.
And it didn't really affect her that the one guy lost an arm in the cantina. So I think we're good on these. But then it's like, she's not going to be ready for the prequels, which I'm fine with.
Oh, you shouldn't
no one's
show
ready
those.
For the prequels.
Yeah, don't show her those. That's a waste of time.
Did you see that Rogue One is now on Netflix?
I did.
I'm not showing her that either.
No. I regret going to see that with Ty. I was like, he seemed to like it, but I don't know.
Did you see all the Rogue One figures are like $3 each at Target?
Shocking.
All of them were. Even not the Rogue One. We had a whole ton at my Target that were down to $3. And I was with Elliot, and I asked him if he wanted any, and he said no. I didn't buy any.
Smart kid.
Mm-hmm.
Enough Star Wars. It's hard to get excited about
Star
Wars
merchandise.
Well,
it's funny, though, because he didn't want any of those. But we were in the Disney store later that day because we had to go to the mall for something else. And they were having a huge sale there. And they had the giant stuffed BB-8 on clearance marked down from like $20 down to $5. And that he wanted. So
oh, it's cuddly.
He's been... Yeah, and he's been sleeping with his cuddly BB-8 every night. So I guess it's, you know, one thing or the other. So, I don't know.
Did you see that Disney is going to open up like a Westworld-style Star Wars resort where everything...
You get the fuck droids?
I don't think that happens in the movie. No, but it's, you know, like there's like storylines.
It doesn't happen in Westworld?
Yeah, it does. They fuck everything there.
Yeah, I was going to say. Right. You said a Westworld style Star
Well,
Wars.
They're fucking people that happen to be robots. They're not droids, for sure.
Uh-huh.
But the idea is that the whole resort just looks like something out of Star Wars, and then there's actual storylines going on in the resort, and you're a part of them. So it's like Westworld. Can you imagine how much they're going to charge for that? I mean,
too much? Is that the answer?
Just their normal, like, hotels that just are nothing are ridiculously expensive.
I thought I saw some prices out there. They might have just been rumors.
I'm sure they're just rumors.
But
yeah.
I think, I want to say the number I saw was, it was for a family of four, there's going to be like a minimum two-night stay, and that would cost you about $2,500.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be at least $1,000 a night, because I feel like even just like the regular official Disney hotels are ridiculously overpriced. So, I don't know. I mean, it looks really cool, but that's a lot of scratch right there. It's a lot of credits. I read a book. Do you want to know about it?
You're going to tell us about it. What book did you read?
I read The Forever War.
How was it?
It was super cheap on Amazon, and I went on a trip, so I needed a book. It's pretty cool. It's like a science fiction book where these guys are fighting a war, and the war is really far from Earth. So basically, every time they go out to the battlefront and come back, because of the relativity stuff, a lot of time has passed on Earth, and they haven't aged very much. So every time they come back, Earth is like a little different, and they're sort of out of touch with everything. And it was pretty interesting. It reads like a movie. It's one of those books that you're surprised that they haven't made a movie out of it already. There's some sequels to it, but the sequels aren't supposed to be very good. So I think I'll just stop with that one. But I don't know. If you like science fiction, I think it's considered sort of a...
You read a book. I think you're done for the year.
I usually read more than one a year. I started another one, though, called Split Second, because it was free on Kindle Unlimited.
That was a really good game.
It's not related. I think it's about time travel. Anyway, how about some shopping news? At the Dave Nelson writes in and asks if anyone is grabbing anything from the Best Buy Black Friday event. It's Black Friday in July.
I bought something.
What'd you buy?
I bought the Hitman Complete First Season Steelbook.
$20.
On PlayStation 4 with the extra stuff in it. Yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah, $20. That was my buy it price for that. And there it was in a fancy box. And I'm like, I like fancy boxes in video games.
It's supposed to be good.
Yeah. I said, I don't need to eat lunch today. I'll buy a video game instead.
Right. I bought Injustice 2 because it was.
How's that?
Let's talk about it later.
All right, we'll get to that. There's stories.
Yeah, it's $32 and I had $20 in rewards credit, so
$12.
$12 was my buy price. I figured I probably don't care about some of the DLC guys. So, I don't know, $12 and I don't know, I was having a bad day and just figured I would Ty was really looking forward to it. Anyway,
you guys really held out on that
$12. Oh. Come on.
I didn't have to.
Wombat got it for free. You should yell at him.
I'm not yelling at anybody. I just think it's funny that they're like,
what am I going to say? No.
2 months ago,
I was holding off for a price drop and I got the best one.
Free. I feel like I did not disgrace myself in any way since it was $32.
I'm happy that you guys both have the game.
No, you're not.
No, I am.
Admit that you're disappointed in our willpower.
No, I find it amusing. I'm sure you'll have lots of fun with it. And
I've already played 15 hours of it.
Right.
But we'll get to it.
I don't have any issues with it. I just think it's funny that there was such a hard stance and complaining when this game came out.
The complaint was about the price. So we eliminated that part of the equation.
Right, right. You did the right thing. You waited a little while.
$32. $12 when all is said and done.
You did the right thing. That's what I'm saying.
Actually, I spent $3 on the game, but we'll get to that.
I deserve a little bit of shit, I guess.
Yeah, you're
a small
fine.
Amount of shit. But also in this sale, this Best Buy Black Friday and July sale, a lot of PSVR stuff is on sale, like super cheap. Even the new Star Trek thing is like 20.
I got news for you. That stuff's not going to go up in price.
I know.
I was going to say, you may even want to wait a little longer. I think it's going to go down.
I mean, like a lot of stuff was like $8. All the $20 stuff. I don't know. I can't bring myself to buy the Star Trek game unless I had somebody who promised to play with me. Christian Spicer seemed like he would play with me.
He was going to play with you. Yeah.
But I don't. I would need to get a contract.
He's not a trustworthy person. You don't want to.
I agree. That's why I need it in writing first before I commit the $24, whatever it was. Also in shopping news, at Retinowick writes in and asks about our thoughts on the Rift price drop.
The Oculus. You know, it took me a while to figure out what he was talking about.
Yes, Oculus Rift is now $400, and that comes with the hand control thingamabobs. And on Prime Day, Amazon had it with a $100 gift card. I don't know how many they actually had to sell, but they did offer it at some point for $400 with a $100 gift card. I mean, there's reports out saying that the Oculus Rift is working on two new models. One is like a standalone device that's, I guess, similar to some of these cell phone devices where you don't even need to connect it to a PC, and it's going to be $200. And they're also working on one that does connect to your PC, but it's totally wireless. So I'm sure that's why it's getting a price drop now. So I was not tempted. Unlike Injustice, I was not tempted to go for the Rift. So that's my thoughts on the Rift price drop. It's probably still a good idea to wait. They have not sold a lot of these things. I don't know if you're keeping track, but Oculus is the least successful in terms of units sold out of the three big VR items. They've only sold about 100,000 units.
That's terrible.
That's not a lot. So clearly that was $2 billion that Facebook paid? Something like that. I mean, I'm sure it's all about the future, but yeah. So I would advise keep waiting. But you know what you shouldn't wait for?
What?
To jump on the HelloFresh bandwagon. Because HelloFresh is awesome. And in case you don't know what it is, it's a meal kit delivery service where you go to an app and you choose your meals for the week. You tell it what day you want your meals to arrive. And all the meals come in an insulated box with easy to follow instructions. And you crank them out for your family. And it's awesome. It's got, it's about $10 a meal, less than $10 a meal, They have a different variety, so you can, if you're like a, if you're a vegetarian, you could do that. If you want family friendly stuff, you can do that. Or if your family eats pretty much everything, you can do the classic box, which is what we've been doing.
Yes, it's worth it. We all do it. All three of us are HelloFreshers.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't send it to us. We actually all are customers. We have to pay for it every week, just like you would. So when we say that we love it, it's not just lip service. We really do. At least I know in my house, we can't go back. We can't go back to like regular groceries.
No, who wants to go shopping and planning the meal? That's the real hard part, is planning like what you're going to eat. And
well, and then you have the leftover ingredients too that you have to deal with, like they just get stuck in your fridge when you
go. It's not efficient.
Regular, yeah.
So because each meal is exactly what you need to make that meal, and it's, you know, it sounds, we've actually had a couple of meals where we've had leftovers and they've made good lunches. But for the most part, you know, you have your meal for the night, and when you're done, you're done. And there's no like, oh, I have all this extra cilantro that's just gonna turn brown.
Right. This week's meals were always really good, but we had some real home runs this week. I don't know if you guys did. You guys do the crispy fish tacos this week?
I saw that you made them. We had a situation where we wound up with two boxes of food last week.
Your friend your friend forgot to cancel?
My wife's best friend, who also does HelloFresh, thanks to us, forgot to cancel. So she had the box.
You mean put on hold, not cancel.
Right.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yes.
You can pause. Anytime you're going away, you just pause it from the
app. Like the week that my in-laws stayed at our house, we just skipped that week. And it was one button push and that was it.
Yeah.
So we wound up with two boxes worth of food. So we skipped this week because we knew we had so much, you know. So I did have the Carolina barbecue chicken, which was one of the best things I've ever had. Like that mac and cheese chili pepper.
I put a lot of chili pepper in.
I know your wife said that. You know what though? I told my wife, throw it all in there.
I did.
I did. Like.
I put it in there and it was hot.
I know, it was so good.
Oh.
See, I'm a spice guy.
I am too.
So.
I just like, well, yeah. I guess I'm not giving this to anybody else in my family. I have this entire container of mac and cheese now.
You know what else was really good? The week before, and I turned into a 12-year-old there. The week before.
It's exciting to talk about HelloFresh.
I know. I had the creamy dill chicken, which does, again, this it doesn't, I admit, it may not sound that exciting, but the dill sauce that you, and you make it from scratch, every ingredient, it's not like you get a jar of creamy dill sauce to pour on your chicken. You get dill and sour cream, and the only thing you need to supply is the olive oil and whatever else goes into it. And that sauce was so good. It might as well just, it could have been creamy dill shoe and it would have been amazing. That's how good that sauce was. I'm like, I just want that sauce every day. I want that sauce. I want that mac and cheese. And then the barbecue chicken was great. I mean, the food is so good.
Yeah. I find myself doing HelloFresh ads whenever I just talk to people like that I haven't seen in a while. Somehow I always manage to work HelloFresh into the conversation that we do HelloFresh and try to sell them HelloFresh. I'm so into it.
I was at a dinner last night and I was showing my cousins the app and what I'm getting next week. And yeah, it's fun.
And it's, if you have a family, it's really good because, you know, your kid can get involved in the meal planning, you know, picking out what you're going to be having for the next week. And I don't know, Ty eats everything that I make. We do the regular. We don't do the family one anymore. We started off doing the family box. Now we just do the classic sort of regular box. And he eats everything because, you know, I made it. So I don't know. He knows that I take a lot of pride in it and he likes it. Everything tastes good. We had the meatloaf, the Italian meatloaf this week, which he loved, and the cherry balsamic pork chops, which were pretty incredible, along with the fish tacos. So yeah, it was really good. I would invite all of our listeners to go to HelloFresh.com and use the promo code CADCAST30, and you'll save $30 off your first week of deliveries when you subscribe. I don't know. We love HelloFresh. It's really changed our life for the better.
Yeah,
thank you.
Fresh yourself.
Right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
How about some new releases for this week?
Okay. Nintendo Switch. It's got a game. Splatoon 2 is...
Yes.
Is out. And I know you played the beta. You talked about it a little bit. Did you have a chance to play it with some chat?
No, because the app I don't think was out yet.
Yeah.
I don't think
it was out when you were playing it.
But Ty got to play it and I played it. We took turns playing.
Kids are really into this game.
He likes it. He does like it.
My niece was really excited talking to me about this game coming out.
I told him that I wasn't really feeling it and that I didn't think I was going to buy it. He was not happy about that revelation because he did enjoy it. But I don't know. It just, coming off of Overwatch, it just seems really lacking in like every department. But, you know, the concept here is that it's not just a typical shooter. The goal is to cover the area in paint. And whichever team covers the area in the most amount of paint wins the round.
Mm-hmm.
And then you unlock different gear for your characters. And I don't know. It's cute, you know, it's colorful, but it didn't really fill void.
Yeah, I don't think it's definitely not your thing. It's not any of our thing. But it's
no, it's not.
It's very popular. Like I said, my niece was talking my ear off about it, and I was acting like I was interested.
Right. I think it'll probably sell pretty well since there's not that many titles.
I looked at the NPDs and those games.
Those three Nintendo games they made.
Yeah. So all the games are selling pretty well. So this, I'm sure, will do just as well as the others.
Yeah. And I guess while we're talking about Splatoon, we could talk, since that's really the online game for the Switch, like the big one. They did release the voice. I mean, it's just really an online app because that's where you do your sort of inviting for the games too, I think.
Yeah.
And also the voice chat. And I did watch a video about it. I didn't download it myself because I couldn't be bothered, but I did spend time watching the Game Explain video about it. And they were pretty harsh on it. I guess the app, it has to be on, and the screen has to be on. As soon as your phone goes to sleep or you pull down the notification tab, you just lose the voice connection, which is pretty crazy for 2017 that they couldn't get that together. I mean, they had plenty of time to put this app together, but
we're still not paying for it yet. So maybe
you can still complain. I think you're entitled to complain.
By the time that we're paying for it, though,
have that sorted,
figured out.
We paid for the console. I feel like that was enough. You know, we sort of expect these things to work, but anyway, it doesn't.
You knew what you were getting into.
yes.
Don't act like you didn't know.
No, I mean, Reggie said it was going to be a pretty sweet solution, I feel like he lied to us.
That's pretty much his job. Lie to Americans.
He also said there's going to be plenty of Switches available.
Lie to Americans. That's his job. He might as well be in government. Ba-dum-bum.
Right. That's Splatoon 2. I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy it, but I guess really not for us. What else we got?
Fallen Legion, Sins of an Empire for PS4, and Fallen Legion, Flames of a Rebellion for PS Vita. They're companion games.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Spencer made these games.
Spencer Yip.
Yep. I've played a little bit of the Vita version. I have not played any of the PlayStation 4 version yet. But it's a Japanese-style game made by a Western developer type of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm liking the combat. It's a lot of... So your character can spawn these other, I don't know, they're little warriors. They have names. I don't remember what the terminology is in this game. But One of those characters is just like assigned to like the X button, and the other character's attacks are assigned to the circle button. And then you do magic with the triangle button, and you can either have attack magic or you can be using that magic to heal or revive your fallen little minion guys. And it's got a nice mechanic to it, like where you can time your blocks to the enemy attacks, and then that recharges your attack meter for those characters, and you can do like you can stun the bosses and that type of thing. So it looks nice, the animation's good. It's got some strategy to it, because you can't just button mash, because you can't cancel out of what you have done. So if you get hit by an enemy attack, like when your character is kind of like recharging from their attack, there's no way to block. So you kind of have to be strategic when you're watching what the enemy is doing. But no, I like it so far, and it's free. Like you get the Vita version free if you buy the PS4 version, even though they're different games, I think, right now. That's how it works. I don't know if that's always the case, but I think at launch that's the case at least.
I'm reading the review on Destructoid. They seem to really like it.
Yeah, it's I like the what I played in the Vita version. I just haven't had a chance to get the PlayStation 4 version.
And it's $20.
Is that it for both versions?
Yep.
Wow.
That's what I don't know. I think so. That's what they say on Destructoid. I'm looking on the store right now. Yeah, $20.
Sounds like a good deal.
But I don't know that you get both. I'm not 100% sure about that. I think they're two separate games, I think. No?
They are two separate games, but I thought there was some kind of deal.
Oh, there's a bundle for $30.
Okay. So
that's it.
All right. So $30, you get both then.
Yeah. The Destructoid review said that it seems like it's not a $20 game because of the quality of the visuals and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised that it's that cheap. And apparently the stories like complement each other as well between the PS4 and the and the Vita version. So I hope it does well for Spencer.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I mean, I was impressed when he showed it to us at E3. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
That might be enough. That Death Squared game I talked about came out for Switch as well.
Okay.
That was the co-op puzzle game that I thought you and Ty might enjoy, GP.
All right. Yep.
I think that's enough new releases.
Excellent.
That sounds good. That's enough for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
About some multi-platforming, Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught, and other news and stuff. Ty is very excited. He keeps telling me, he gives me how many days are left until Doomfist is coming out.
Seven.
Yes. Like today, he just went to me, 7 days, 7 days. I was like, what? What's happening in 7 days? Doomfist. So, yeah, the hunger is real for Doomfist. So, we're looking forward to that. But I guess now's a good time to talk about Injustice 2.
Yeah, I was sent a review code for Injustice 2. Because the Red Hood came out. And they're like, you should be playing. Why aren't you playing this game? And I said, I don't know. And they said, like, here, take everything. And I said, fine, but only because you guys are so nice.
That's exactly how it went down.
That is exactly how it went down. That's a good, you know, it's an abbreviated version. And I've been playing a lot of it. They sent it on Friday, and I mentioned briefly before, I've already sunk 15 hours in. I actually haven't finished the story yet. I'm 90% done with it. It's not very long. I've just been sidetracked with the other stuff that I think I find personally a little more interesting.
Like what? What's more interesting than the story? I thought the story is the strongest point, no?
The story's fine. I mean, if you played the first Injustice or the last two Mortal Kombat games, you have an idea of what it's like. You know, it's you fight a guy, and then it goes into a cutscene, and then you fight another guy, and then it goes into a cutscene. Personally, I think some of the cutscenes are a little too long.
But the I feel like the quality of them are high.
They're as high quality a cutscene as you're going to find. It's just, you know, I want to punch people.
Right. All right. I think we're almost done with the story.
Yeah, I said it's. I like the chapters better where there's two characters involved, better than the single character story chapters. I guess it adds a little something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm at the very end. I know I'm on the last chapter of that. I just need to sit down for a half hour and just finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been playing. I like there's this whole multiverse mode. Which, if you played in the last Mortal Kombat, it's the tower challenges.
Yep.
Yeah, it's basically that, but with the DC version of it, and there'll be different modifiers and different stuff. And the real hook to this game, and as a Overwatch player, I feel like this would be something that would excite you. Is the loot boxes, and there's a lot of loot in this game.
Right.
And the loot in this game isn't just and now you have extra, health or whatever it might be. It is cosmetic, and it does affect the look of your characters. And when you have these iconic characters, but you're able to kind of make them look a little different, I like my silly-looking Green Arrow. I think it's kind of cool.
What? How'd you make him silly-looking? Well, I haven't got anything good yet, really.
How many I unlock a box every 3 minutes.
I haven't quite figured out how that works. I don't know. I'm not a high enough level to wear any of the stuff.
You get good. You'll find really good even level one stuff. Because you don't do it in the story mode. You only see it in the multiverse mode.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why you're not really seeing it. Maybe you need to do a little bit of that. But I'm getting boxes constantly. There's also if you go to the multiplayer, one of the multiplayer modes is an AI mode where you can set up a team and it'll just do the fight for you. And people can actually challenge your AI team when you're not even home. So you'll come home and you'll have four loot boxes on this from your team that you didn't even fight with because you were at work.
That sounds like a good idea.
It is a really good idea. So you get all of these cool loot boxes and you open it up. And now my Green Arrow has the Robin Hood hat and he has a skin shader that gives him his Silver Age where it's the green suit with red, lots of red on it. So it's kind of cool, to be able to do that. And, my Harley Quinn is light blue and pink, and it's just fun to play around with all that kind of nonsense. So
Ty loves it. Ty played about 2 hours straight after he came home from camp today.
Yeah, because it's fun. And and Elliot likes it too. Elliot likes to sit and watch. Because even just sitting around, again, you could just sit around and just go through all the stuff you unlocked and rearrange the look of your characters and then go into that to the multiverse and fight and unlock more boxes. Dress up your characters, fight, get more boxes, and the carrot is just constantly there. It's just, and here, you want more stuff? We'll give you more stuff. So that's kind of cool. And that's, I think, where this game stands out. Even, I'm surprised, and I'm sure it'll be in the next Mortal Kombat game, but I'm surprised it wasn't in the last one.
Yep.
Because it would be perfect for Mortal Kombat. Sub-Zero is one of the ultimate unlockable characters, and I have that I have Sub-Zero. So even Sub-Zero has different gear that you could put on Sub-Zero and change the way he looks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quality game. I just wish they didn't go with the whole $50 season pass thing.
Yeah, the season pass, I would say you probably don't, unless you really want to play as Sub-Zero, which I'm sure Shipwreck would, and the Red Hood, you don't need to spend the $50. There are some characters that have reskins, like Supergirl has a Power Girl reskin, and the other one, there's a Jon Stewart reskin. I want to say there might be one more that you get with the Ultimate Pass. So if you really wanted to play as Jon Stewart, but you can unlock those through gameplay, but it takes a really long time. There's still three reskins that I still don't have enough, whatever the currency is in game, to unlock. I can't do it yet. So I can't unlock Mr. Freeze yet. I just can't. Unless you want to, and of course, that's the one currency you could just buy. So even with the ultimate pass, they still have this. Well, if you really want everything, you still have to spend a little more.
Right.
So that's probably, and that gets a big thumbs down, like if it were to lose a couple of points. Again, it's nothing you need. Those are purely cosmetic, but still, it'd be nice to have Mr. Freeze. It'd be nice to have Jay Garrick.
Especially when they're selling the like loot boxes anyway, right? Selling like the currency or something.
Well, they sell the currency, but not the loot boxes.
Okay, that's similar. Similar concept. Yeah. I feel like...
Because you can't buy gear with that currency. You can buy shaders and the reskins.
Gotcha. All right.
But that all can be unlocked by playing the game.
Right. All right. Well, I'll check out that AI stuff. See if I can earn some loot.
Yeah.
Not playing.
And do the tower mode. There's the one in the bottom corner. It's in the bottom right corner. I forget what it's called, but that's like your classic arcade story one, and you could just do 5 matches, and get like a little, you know, the little 30-second ending for each character, and that'll get you some gear, usually 3 silver boxes and a different shader for each character.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty well done. I just, you know, the $100 thing.
$100 is a little steep. Again, if you could get it, well, you got it for $12. I would say the base game at like that between $20 and $30 mark, you'd probably be happy with it, and then waiting on maybe a price cut on that.
I didn't really care about any of the DLC characters that are coming out. Like Black Manta, like who cares?
Yeah, I mean, that's totally up to you. I had enough rewards points where I only had to shell out $3 to get Darkseid, so I did get Darkseid too.
Nice.
So I did spend $3 on Darkseid.
Yeah, all right, you're allowed, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay strong and wait for the all-in-one version.
That sounds fine.
I think you'll like it, Chipwreck, because I know you like Mortal Kombat, and it's and I think Raiden's coming out for it too, so you'll have Sub-Zero and Raiden to play with.
So many controls, by the way,
and so many hats. So think of all the funny hats you're going to get to put on Raiden.
I don't know. It's too many moves in that game.
I like that the fatalities is there's just 2 trigger pulls.
Right, but there's so many like counters and
2 reverses. Trigger pulls.
Yeah, but that's one thing. You didn't even make it through the tutorial because there's just so many fucking.
Oh, you can't make it through the tutorial in those games.
No, it's crazy.
You have to be like a professional fighting game player.
No, I did it. I made it.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Yeah.
Did you unlock anything for making it through the tutorial?
Uh-huh.
What do you get?
I don't know. Something. Definitely unlock something, but I don't know what it was. Mm. I played the Destiny 2 beta. Did you guys play that at all?
I played a little bit of that. I did that whole first mission until you get up to the where it lets you select something.
Yeah, there's like a story mission, I guess. I don't know what they call that.
I don't know how I feel about those new bad guys. They seem too big. I don't know if
it's hard to miss
them. But I don't know if I like the look of them. Also, jumping was all messed up.
It seemed fine to me.
Sometimes I would hit the jump button and he would just jump. And sometimes I'd hit the jump button and he would actually float to the top of the screen as if the game was broken. And then I would get stuck there and then he would fall down.
Right.
That didn't seem intentional to me.
Well, it's a beta. Maybe they're still working on it.
That's what I mean. I get it. It's a beta. I'm not criticizing the game for that. I'm just saying they need to fix it.
It looks good, but I don't know that they've changed the game at all that it would... I wasn't like super impressed with the first one. I know a lot of people are completely addicted to it, but I don't know.
They're in a tough situation because, like you said, there's a lot of people that are addicted to this game and love this game, and you want to keep those people happy and you want them to buy Destiny 2, but you also want those people that were disappointed with Destiny 1 to come back and buy Destiny 2. So, and I think they're trying to have their cake and eat it too, and I don't know if they're going to be able to pull it off.
Right. I don't know. I played through the whole story thing on Twitch. So if you want to watch me play through it, you can go to Cheap Ass Gamer on Twitch and watch an hour of me playing Destiny. What else we got here? Oh, Shipwreck.
Yes. I've been messing around with the beta.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, we talked about the Dreamcade replay a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. Just that it was a thing that exists. And yeah, they sent me a beta hardware for it. Like, so I've been playing around with it for the last few days. They launched their Kickstarter. They were on a show called Steve Harvey's Thunderdome, which is an actual TV show on ABC. If you're not familiar with Steve Harvey's Thunderdome.
I am not.
Okay. It is basically Steve Harvey's out there doing the Steve Harvey thing, looking at the camera, making funny faces.
I just picture Kenan Thompson.
Okay. Yes. It could have been him as well. And then there's three rounds. The first round, there's two different like Kickstarter people, and they're like, we would like $10,000 for our Kickstarter. And they explain what their Kickstarter is. It's not called Kickstarter on there. It's just like whatever.
Right. Crowdfunding.
Yeah, crowdfunding. But ABC is footing the bill for this portion, I guess. And then the audience, like the audience in studio audience, has their tablets and they vote for which one they think should get the $10,000. And then the two companies or people or whatever stand up there while different amounts show up, and you can either like cash out with that amount. Like you could take like $2,000 and go home with the $2,000, or not cash out and hope that the audience picks you. And so they have a $10,000 round, maybe a $50,000 round, and then the last round, which Dreamcade Replay was on, was a $100,000 round. And they beat out a lady that had some device for yarn balls. It was like to
yarn balls, huh?
Yeah, to keep your yarn from being messy.
It's a huge problem in society today.
Yeah. Good for them though. They won $100,000 for this. But the crazy thing is, like, I'm playing with this beta, and what this thing is it's like so many of these other devices. It's an emulator box. You can play all the old systems on it, similar to a RetroPie, which we both have, Cheapy, or mm-hmm. Raspberry Pi, whatever you want to call it. The RetroPie is the GUI that does everything. Right. So the Dreamcade Replay is running on top of a little PC, though. This thing is running Windows 10 in the background.
Huh.
What I like so far about it, like, it's, I'm not going to compare it to, like, say my modded consoles that are expensive to mod and run through a frame meister and like it's the real deal that you're playing. This is another emulator machine. It's running familiar emulators. If you go and look in the background, it's running SNES 9X, and running like Nestopia, like common emulators that are out there, and MAME. But the interesting thing about this one is that it has a power button, which is an issue I have with the Raspberry Pi, is that it's difficult, at least mine is, to turn on and off. I basically have to unplug it. This has a power button on it. You turn it on, it boots up straight into their Dreamcade Replay front end. And all of the emulators are preloaded on there. So you're not hunting down emulators. And it comes with I want to say 100 like arcade games or Atari games that are licensed on there to begin with. And then to get other games on there, which this is a big improvement over the RetroPie for me as well. You just like select, like you're going to, you select the NES and then you hit a button. There's two buttons in the current GUI. Once you select NES, if you have no games like loaded yet, and one of them is either add a game or stream a game. And both options take you to the Internet Archive. And then you just use the on-screen keyboard, which is also an advantage of this, is that I have not had to go like plug in a USB keyboard to set this thing up. I have not had to go to another PC or device to like transfer files to it or anything. Mm-hmm. You just use your controller, which I plugged in a USB Xbox 360 controller is what I've been using mostly. They shipped a controller that is going to be similar to their final controller option, but I didn't really like it. It's a wireless controller, like 2.4 gigahertz wireless, but it's kind of those like stiff, sticky buttons. It's like a 360 controller, but like not. Right. It just doesn't feel great to me. So I was using a 360 controller. So you just use that to type in like, you just type in like super and set search. And then it like brings up a menu of all of the games that it finds that are super, that have super in the title. And then you just click a download link and it downloads and you close out of that window. And now it's in your library.
How is that legal?
It is on Internet Archive. I don't know the legality. I've only been downloading games that I own. But it's super.
Yeah, but you own everything.
Right, right. even on MAME, I only downloaded Donkey Kong.
right. You actually own the cabinet.
Right, actually in the cabinet. and I realize
that's pretty convenient sounding.
That's still a gray area because you're technically, you should be like ripping it from my actual board, yeah, and games, whatever, and everything, but
I'm not going to call the police.
Like,
on you.
Realistically, where we're at in 2017 is all of these ROMs are on the internet.
Yep.
So it's just like it doesn't take a lot of work on your part to get this thing going, which is a huge advantage for this.
Yeah.
It's pretty speedy. I think it's 2.2 gigahertz in there. So it's a lot faster than what the like Raspberry Pi stuff is running. It's good, I think. I backed their Kickstarter. I was impressed enough. Whoa. That I'm like, I kind of want the final product of this.
Huh.
It's $99, which I think is a steal for what it is, if I'm just looking at the specs and what it's capable of. It has Wi-Fi built in. It's got Bluetooth built in. It's pretty good. Like, as far as emulation quality, it's exactly the same as all the other emulators because it's running those same emulators. It's not easy to currently with the current GUI, which they said that they're going to update this and everything still, because this isn't coming out. I think their goal is end of the year for the Kickstarter stuff. So currently you can't like change your visual options, like different, scan lines or your different filters on there. And you could go in and tweak stuff cause it's running Windows 10 in the background. So at least on the hardware that I have, you could go in there and tweak stuff if you really wanted to. But so currently it just has whatever emulators they're running with, but if they're the standard emulators, I don't know. It plays, it's also got like Netflix and stuff on there too. Cause it's a Windows 10 PC. It's all built into their GUI. So it seems pretty good.
Yeah. It sounds like you really like it. Sounds like you're into it.
Yeah. I am. It's just so easy. Like the other stuff, the RetroPie stuff, it works great. it is a pain to load stuff on there.
Yeah, it sounds like this is like a really good deal too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I looked up what's under the hood in this thing, and it's going to vary somewhat from the final product, but it's $150 alone for the hardware that I'm running.
Yep.
In this beta.
Yeah. Cool. I think, you know, a lot of people were interested in hearing what we thought about it, and I don't think they were expecting that you actually
and
had
they're
one.
They're not interested anymore.
And it does the save Why? States and all that stuff too. Like everything that you think that it would do, it does, or they're going to have in there. As long as it doesn't get shut down, right?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Cool. All right. Cool. That's the Dreamcade replay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm getting tired. I'm feeling a little under the weather today.
Well, we've done a decent length show. Is there anything amazing you had to talk about?
I got my copy of Crash Bandicoot for PS4.
And how's that doing?
It's pretty cool.
Now, that's the game based on the Oscar-winning movie, or is that the game based off of the David Cronenberg having sex after you get into a car accident movie?
It's a Dave Matthews yes. song.
Oh, it's based on... Sorry.
No, it seems like a good remaster. It's you know, a little tricky, but I don't know. For $6, I'm not complaining.
Did you get the... there's a free level, DLC level out.
Right. I saw that. I have not gotten that yet.
That's kind of cool that they... Like a never before released level for these old games.
Stormy Ascent, it's called. All right, I'm buying it right now for free.
I was gonna say, you're not buying anything, you're getting it.
You know what?
Well, it's only free for a limited time, so I'm gonna go ahead and download it, even though I don't have the game yet.
It's probably a smart idea.
As you always do. I don't know. Let's read a few CAGBAG questions, then we'll call it a day. At Brune3000 asks if we've heard about Absolver and are you interested? Have you guys heard of Absolver and are you interested?
I was interested in finding out what it was, and then I saw it was an online multiplayer game, and I kind of backed away without really researching much else.
Oh, is it a console game?
It's an action RPG. It's going to be on, I think, PC and PS4.
PS4, yeah.
It's definitely on PS4.
And it's basically an action RPG with an emphasis on martial arts. So you basically have your character, you dress them up, you study like a certain style of martial arts, and you're learning new moves as you beat masters, I guess.
And as of 4 hours ago, they tweeted out that Absolver can certainly be played and completed offline.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So there goes your theory.
Well, no, they probably tweeted
Way
something
to ruin
like that
it for everyone
of people like me that saw like online multiplayer and game. Yeah. It's like, well, that's not really my thing. I don't want a game that's just that. But good. Maybe I'll buy this now because this is one of those games that one of the smaller companies is putting out a limited run. Of these for PS4, like retail versions.
Yeah, discs.
I'm looking forward to it. I watched a couple of videos about it. I was disappointed that I sort of missed my beta opportunity, but I can wait for the full beans before I get it.
Full beans.
What else? I don't know.
Special Reserve is the one that's doing this. Okay. That's doing the retail copy of that.
Oh, okay. At Vlad Zhao asks, when are we doing a CAG basketball /football game? Team Ship versus Team Cheapy. Is that a combination game of basketball and football together? I don't think that's going to work out too well. I think it'd be very embarrassing for me if I played Shipwreck in basketball. I would need to have like some really good players on my team. That's not Wombat or something. I don't know. Ping pong. Yeah. We're going to do ping pong. That's the only way I have a chance at any sport against Ship. Maybe floor hockey.
Shipwreck is going to be here in less than a month.
I know.
It's exciting.
Are you saying we should set up the game?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is it going to be like ungodly hot when I'm there?
It might be. Well, right now I'm sitting here. I am basically naked. because I don't have air on. And
are you gonna be basically naked when I'm there, Wombat?
Well, yeah, but that's for different reasons.
It was very hot today. It was like 94 degrees today.
Yeah, and it's just, and this room is not conducive to no air conditioning.
No. Yeah, Shipwreck is coming to Long Island for the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo. We have our live CAD cast that we're doing on Saturday the 12th of August. I believe it was 3:30 p.m., I want to say.
Something like that.
Conveniently located near my home and Wombat's
home. And mine.
Home.
It's like right in between our houses.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome.
I mean, you really couldn't put it very much closer to our houses. So that's exciting. If you want to go to liretro.com to get more information and buy tickets, you should probably do that and come say hi. It'd be a lot of fun. Bit new, bigger venue this year. So I think
we should go to Vincent's for dinner after.
They don't take reservations, though.
I know. That's the only problem.
That's going to be a nightmare.
I know.
We could eat dinner at like 5 o'clock. That would be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I did go there like a couple of weeks ago and got shut down because it was just too crowded.
It's the place is a zoo.
Yeah. There's plenty of good Italian restaurants on Long Island.
We should take Shipwreck to Bigelow's.
Oh, yeah.
That would be before, though. That's because they only do lunch.
They're not. That's a little far, though. Anyway, whatever. We don't need to waste our listeners.
It's not far.
Time,
you take the Meadowbrook straight down.
I know. It takes like 40 minutes for me to get there.
Well, yes, but I meant from the venue. It's like 5 minutes.
Right. All right. Let's wrap this up. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and of course at Video Game Deals. Thorbon doing a fantastic job getting the deals out there and giving away a lot of stuff. Of course, visit HelloFresh.com and use promo code CADCAST30 to save $30 off your first week of deliveries when you subscribe. And I guess you could check out my channel at twitch.tv/cheapassgamer. I have been streaming more than usual. Usual
I
is none.
I appreciate it. You tend to go on right when I'm about to eat a sandwich. So,
yeah, I think this summer I'm going to try to do more streaming. I have been doing more than nothing, and I think I will continue to do more than nothing. So that's good. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Bread's done.
My mind wanders across all the lonely, misguided people in this dark city.
It's wet. Dark and wet.
Full of people who are experts at avoiding reality.
It's the kind of weather that penetrates.
Dark and wet. With good reason. I'm not sure any of us wants to know what goes on out there at 3 a.m.
I did it all for you, Julie. The pain. The sex.
Best not to think about it. Just push it down and go on. Lots of other people could use my help. But somehow, I always come back to old Max.
He's big. He's purple. He's heroic. He just may be out of his mind. The Max. Ruler of the jungle. Scourge of the city. Journey to worlds undreamt of. With the Max. You've never seen a hero with feet this big. Premieres Monday at 10.